In a dramatic turn of events last year at the State House, a bill died on a tie vote during the last night of the 2015 legislative session. The issue was whether companies should be allowed to force mineral owners to sell their gas if the majority of their neighbors have already agreed to sell. Forced pooling. The topic resurfaced during interim meetings last month and is expected to be a priority this legislative session. The controversial 2015 bill would have allowed drillers to force owners to sell their minerals if a company could get 80% of the owners in a land parcel to agree to the drilling. The bill also specified that the 20% of mineral owners forced to sell would still get paid for their proportion of gas drilled. Industry representatives have been pushing forced pooling legislation at the Capitol since the Horizontal Well Control Act was passed in 2011. They say pooling is necessary to make sure gas resources aren't wasted. Opponents say it amounts to an illegal property grab. The West Virginia Royalty Owners Association used to be the loudest of opponents, but Vice President Tom Huber joined State House Delegate Woody Ireland in promoting forced pooling legislation last year. Huber says he was involved in shaping that legislation.
Those negotiations were tense. They were difficult. We debated ad nauseum a lot of issues, but we actually came out of that process with a pretty impressive bill that was good policy and protected property owner rights while giving the gas companies the ability to efficiently develop the gas in this state.
But that bill died during the last session. A revised bill has since been written, which Huber says is even better than last year's. Huber organized and moderated discussions around the state over the past several months to collect ideas and discuss possible implications of new legislation. The main thrust of his argument is that in exchange for providing companies with a legal pooling method, property owners get protections and rights to negotiate the terms of developing the gas.
I think we want the minerals developed responsibly, efficiently, with as minimal disturbance of surface properties as possible, and the maximum amount of money coming back into the state in the form of royalties, severance taxes, and jobs. So I think that's got to be our goal.
But plenty of people still oppose the revised bill.
There are two basic groups. One are a group of people who are opposed to developing natural resources and do not like the idea of the oil and gas being developed and oppose it on any grounds. Mm-hmm. And then there's a group who are opposing the forced pooling bill, of which I'm one, because we feel it takes unfair advantage of the property or mineral rights owners here in the county.
That's president of the Brooke, Ohio County Farm Bureau, John Smith. He campaigned hard against the pooling bill during the last legislative session.
They have rewritten the bill. Two or three of the more objectionable things have been taken out, but there's still a lot of problems with that bill.
But there's really nothing simple about shale gas. Smith talks about tax concerns, constitutional and legal concerns, a lack of transparency and control regarding lease deals, and restricted access to industry knowledge when he talks about the current draft of forced pooling legislation, just to name some of the major issues he has. But the number of those who oppose the legislation alongside Smith has dwindled some. That's partly because there's talk now about completely different legislation that would, for all sakes and purposes, make forced pooling a much simpler matter.
The wrinkle this year is there's a competing proposal from a single gas company, EQT, that they call lease integration. They passed this proposal in Pennsylvania in 2013, and it's been pretty devastating for a lot of mineral owners up there.
The language in the Pennsylvania bill is a brief paragraph. It essentially allows companies to pool gas rights without consent from mineral owners as long as some kind of lease already exists, and as long as that lease doesn't expressly prohibit pooling. The paragraph doesn't mention surface owners, and it leaves royalty payments to the discretion of drillers. Pennsylvanians say the law has become a tool companies use to beat down non-consenting property owners. Northern Panhandle resident and a Republican, John Smith, believes that's true of both versions of pooling legislation. While he admits that he's not opposed to pooling altogether, he worries that the legislative process may take what he considers an already unsatisfactory bill and make it worse.
I could see it being changed where I would consider it acceptable. I'm not sure that I would enthusiastically support it. But of course, in the legislature, bills change.
Meanwhile, EQT says lawmakers would be wise to instead consider the kind of lease integration legislation Pennsylvania has adopted. The company says that in these days of low gas prices, industry needs extra incentive to continue to develop gas in West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.